Howdy, everyone. Welcome to the Buster and Dancing Podcast. I'm your solo host, Dylan Boss. Episode 1 is finally here, and I cannot be more excited to give you guys an inside look at this year's Boise State Dance Marathon. This has been an amazing experience researching the Boise State Dance Marathon. To give a little preview on what's to come in this episode, we will give the facts on the history of the Dance Marathon all across the United States, get a view from the president of the Dance Marathon here on campus, Hannah Fitzpatrick, see how the parents of the kids view the event, and my thoughts on how it affects the Boise State community. On Buster and Dancing, we'll be focusing in on one question: what kind of impact does the Boise State community have on the Dance Marathon? First, let's get into the history of the Boise State Dance Marathon and see what it is if you have never heard about it or been to one. On March 3rd, 2019, a 17-hour dance party was held in the Boise State Recreational Center from 4 p.m. on Friday till 7 a.m. on Saturday. Kids from St. Luke's Children's Hospital came and danced their heart out to raise money with fellow Bronco students and faculty. The reason the event is 17 hours is because there are 17 kids who the Broncos dance for. Over 20 different sponsors, with some being Chick-fil-A, Idaho Power, Dutch Bros Coffee, 103.5 Kiss FM, Identity, and LaPointe Apartments, and many more. In an interview with Hannah Fitzpatrick, she said, It is great to have the local community in the Treasure Valley support such a great cause. When you look at the dance marathon nationally, it started at Northwestern University in 1975 by a group of students that wanted to make an impact in the community, and it blew up and went nationwide. Founded in 1975, Northwestern University Dance Marathon, commonly referred to as NUDM, is one of the nation's largest student-run philanthropies. The event unites more than 1,500 students, faculty, and staff to participate in the 30-hour dance-a-thon at the end of the winter quarter in early March. The primary beneficiary is chosen each May, and over 500 committee members work throughout the year to help organize the event and raise awareness. In 2013, NUDM raised $1,214,632 to benefit the Danny Did Foundation. In 38 years, NUDM has raised more than $13 million for more than 30 charities all over the world. What does it mean for the parents to have their child be involved in a dance party with college students? Seriously, how cool can that get? As a parent, all you can do is be thankful that you're being helped out with medical bills. We all know that the medical bills can add up and be expensive. Whether it be appointments, surgeries, medications, and much more, anything helps. When talking to Hannah about the involvement of the parents, she said, "The best part about this is presenting the check to the hospital, and then the second thing is presenting the individual one to the families. Parents cry because they are so thankful for everyone that was involved with the whole process to help their family in need." In a blog by the Boise State Dance Marathon, they talked to a parent from a 2017 Dance Marathon kid participant, and the family was beyond thankful for the opportunity to team up with Children's Miracle Network Hospital. Children's Miracle Hospital treats over 17 million patients per year, 88% of all children with cancer, provide $2.5 billion each year to charities around the world, and help families in need locally with key essentials such as school supplies, bikes, and other essentials. When you think of all the sicknesses we as humans deal with, it takes a toll on us. An example I chose to use is cancer. Cancer kills many people each year, and as sad it is to see, we are all affected by it in some way, whether it be family members, friends, celebrities, and even pets. According to the CDC, cancer is the number one death cause in the United States. This year, Boise State had children with all diseases, whether it be from cancer, cystic fibrosis, heart and lung transplants, and even AIDS. Thank you to the students and faculty for raising the most money in the history of Boise State Dance Marathon by raising a total amount of $208,014.67. The hashtag FTK, which is the acronym for the kids, is a global dance marathon hashtag. To conclude episode 1 on Buster and Dancing, we looked over the view from the parents, my views, Hannah Fitzpatrick's perspective, the whole event, and how the Boise State community is involved with this event. The Dance Marathon at Boise State University is one of the top on-campus events and supports ill children while having fun lighting up the dance floor with classic moves. Stay tuned for Buster and Dancing 2020 on the campus of Boise State University, or go to dancemarathon.com to find a dance marathon near you. You can make the difference. Hashtag for the kids.